You are listening to the Hannah Otham Community College Radio on KOHN 91.9 FM Sells, KOHH 90.7 FM San Lucie, KOHF LP 101.1 FM Florence Community, and KWAK LP 102.5 FM Sanavir Community. This is Umachi Dakwe on the Otham Huronyok Network, a show produced by the Hannah Otham Community College. This is DJ Erica, and you are tuned into The Road to TOCC. What is diabetes? Diabetes is a chronic, long-lasting health condition that affects how your body turns food into energy. Most of the food you eat is broken down into sugar, also called glucose, and released into your bloodstream. When your blood sugar goes up, it signals your pancreas to release insulin. Insulin acts like a key to let the blood sugar into your body's cells for use as energy. If you have diabetes, your body either doesn't make enough insulin or it can't use the insulin it makes as well as it should. When there isn't enough insulin or cells stop responding to insulin, too much blood sugar stays in your bloodstream. Over time, that can cause serious health problems such as heart disease, vision loss, and kidney disease. There isn't a cure yet for diabetes, but losing weight, eating healthy food, and being active can really help. Taking medicine as needed, getting diabetes self-management education and support, and keeping healthcare appointments can also reduce the impact of diabetes on your life. So here are some stats on diabetes. 34.2 million U.S. adults have diabetes, and 1 in 5 of them do not know that they have it. Diabetes is the 7th leading cause of death in the United States. Diabetes is the number one cause of kidney failure, lower limb amputations, and adult blindness. And in the last 20 years, the number of adults diagnosed with diabetes has more than doubled. Types of diabetes. There are 3 main types of diabetes, type 1, type 2, and gestational diabetes, which is diabetes while pregnant. So let's go into type 1 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is thought to be caused by an autoimmune reaction, which is the body attacking itself by mistake. That stops your body from making insulin. Approximately 5 to 10% of the people who have diabetes have type 1. Symptoms of type 1 diabetes often develop quickly. It's usually diagnosed in children, teens, and young adults. If you have type 1 diabetes, you'll need to take insulin every day to survive. Currently, no one knows how to prevent type 1 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes. With type 2 diabetes, your body doesn't use insulin well and can't keep blood sugar at normal levels. About 90 to 95% of people with diabetes have type 2. It develops over many years and is usually diagnosed in adults, but more and more in children, teens, and young adults. You may not notice any symptoms, so it's important to get your blood sugar tested if you're at risk. Type 2 diabetes can be prevented or delayed with healthy lifestyle changes such as losing weight, eating healthy food, and being active. Gestational diabetes. Gestational diabetes develops in pregnant women who have never had diabetes. If you have gestational diabetes, your baby could be at higher risk for health problems. Gestational diabetes usually goes away after your baby is born, but increases your risk for type 2 diabetes later in life. Your baby is more likely to have obesity as a child or teen, and is more likely to develop type 2 diabetes later in life, too. Prediabetes. In the United States, 88 million adults, more than 1 in 3, have prediabetes. What's more than 84% of them don't know that they have it. With prediabetes, blood sugar levels are higher than normal, but not high enough yet to be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Prediabetes raises your risk for type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. The good news is if you have prediabetes, a lifestyle change program can help you take healthy steps to reverse it. Prediabetes, your chance to prevent type 2 diabetes. So what is prediabetes? Prediabetes is a serious health condition where blood sugar levels are higher than normal, but not high enough to yet be diagnosed as type 2 diabetes. Approximately 88 million American adults, more than 1 in 3, have prediabetes. Of those with prediabetes, more than 84% don't know they have it. Prediabetes puts you at an increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. So what causes prediabetes? Insulin is a hormone made by your pancreas that acts like a key to let blood sugar into cells for use as energy. If you have prediabetes, the cells in your body don't respond normally to insulin. Your pancreas makes more insulin to try to get cells to respond. Eventually, your pancreas can't keep up, and your blood sugar rises, setting the stage for prediabetes and type 2 diabetes down the road. Signs and symptoms. You can have prediabetes for years, but have no clear symptoms. So often it goes undetected until serious health problems, such as type 2 diabetes, show up. It's important to talk to your doctor about getting your blood sugar tested if you have any risk factors for prediabetes, which include being overweight, being 45 years or older, having a parent, brother, or sister with type 2 diabetes, being physically active less than 3 times a week, ever having gestational diabetes, which is diabetes during pregnancy, or giving birth to a baby who weighed more than 9 pounds, or having polycystic ovary syndrome. Race and ethnicity are also a factor. African Americans, Hispanic Latino Americans, American Indians, Pacific Islanders, and some Asian Americans are at higher risk. Simple blood sugar test. You can get a simple blood sugar test to find out if you have prediabetes. Ask your doctor if you should be tested. Preventing type 2 diabetes. If you have prediabetes, losing a small amount of weight if you're overweight and getting regular physical activity can lower your risk for developing type 2 diabetes. A small amount of weight loss means around 5 to 7% of your body weight, just about 10 to 14 pounds for a 200-pound person. Regular physical activity means getting at least 150 minutes a week of brisk walking or a similar activity. That's just 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. A lifestyle change program can help you make those changes and make them stick. Through some programs, you can lower your risk of developing type 2 diabetes as much as 58% and 71% if you're over the age of 60. Ask your doctor or nurse if there is a diabetes prevention program offered in your community. The best time to prevent type 2 diabetes is now. What is a type 2 diabetes-friendly diet? An excellent diabetes diet consists of all key food groups, including fruits, veggies, healthy fats, and protein. If you were recently diagnosed with type 2 diabetes or diagnosed a while ago, but are now ready to make diet changes, the prospect of giving up the foods you love may seem daunting. But you may be relieved to discover that a good diet for type 2 diabetes isn't as tricky as you fear, and that you can still find joy in food while managing this disease. A healthy diet is a pillar of a successful diabetes management plan. Other pillars include taming stress, exercising regularly, and taking any medications as prescribed. So how can a healthy diet help you manage type 2 diabetes? Type 2 diabetes is characterized by a condition called insulin resistance, in which the body can't effectively use the hormone insulin to ferry blood sugar, or glucose, to cells and muscle for energy. This causes glucose to accumulate in your blood at higher than normal levels, which can put your health in danger. Eating a healthy diet is important for everyone, regardless of diabetes status. But for people with this disease, nourishing foods eaten in the right portions can provide two key benefits. Reduced blood sugar. Lowering blood sugar that is high can help reduce diabetes symptoms and lower the risk for health complications. A healthier weight. Weight loss is associated with better A1C result, a 2 to 3 month average of blood sugar levels. So, what is a good diet for type 2 diabetes? A smart diabetes diet looks a lot like the healthy eating plan doctors recommend for everyone. It includes whole, minimally processed foods with fiber-rich fruits and vegetables, complex carbohydrates in moderation, lean protein, and healthy fats, and limits added sugars and refined grains. According to the American Diabetes Association Nutrition Consensus Report in 2019, there are several healthful eating patterns that you can follow to manage diabetes, including Mediterranean, low-carb, DASH, paleo, and vegetarian. Work with your healthcare team to determine the right ratio of macronutrients and the best eating plan to accommodate your health risks and goals. Top diabetes-friendly foods to eat. While no two diabetes diets will look the same, certain foods are considered staples for people with this disease because they support a healthy weight and blood sugar level. They include non-starchy vegetables such as broccoli and high-fiber fruits like apples, lean sources of protein such as boneless, skinless chicken, turkey, and fatty fish like salmon, healthy fats such as nuts, nut butter, and avocado in moderation, whole grains like quinoa and barley, non-fat or low-fat dairy like milk and plain yogurt. Foods to limit or avoid with type 2 diabetes. Likewise, certain foods are known to throw blood sugar levels out of whack and promote unhealthy weight gain. Foods that should be limited or avoided if you have type 2 diabetes should include chips, cookies, cake, white bread and pasta, canned soups, which are high in sodium, microwavable meals, which are usually high in sodium, candy, and sources of saturated fat like bacon or fatty cuts of meat. A diabetes diet sample menu. When you're getting started, it's helpful to envision exactly what your plate should look like. The American Diabetes Association, they created a tool called Create Your Plate that you could use. With enough practice, the best choices will come second nature. The American Diabetes Association also recommends filling half your plate with non-starchy vegetables, such as broccoli, spinach, or tomatoes, one quarter with grains, preferably whole or starchy foods, such as sweet potatoes or plantains, and another quarter with lean protein, like beans, seafood, or skinless chicken. What to drink when you have diabetes. Your choice of drinks can make a difference in your blood sugar levels. Focus on unsweetened beverages such as water and seltzer. If you like coffee or tea, you may notice that caffeine increases your blood sugar levels. So monitor your glucose response after consuming these drinks to see where you stand. Artificially sweetened beverages such as Diet Colas or lemonade should go on the proceed with caution list. Although these beverages are free of added sugars, consume them in moderation, since some research indicates that some artificial sweeteners may impact gut health. Exercise tips for type 2 diabetes. How does exercise affect blood sugar? When you exercise, your body needs extra energy from blood sugar, also called glucose. When you do something quickly like a sprint to catch the bus, your muscles and liver release glucose for fuel. Exercise usually lowers your levels. If you take insulin or diabetes medication, a boost in workout intensity or length can mean you'll have to adjust your snacks, medication, or both. So talk to your doctor about what's right for you. The big payoff comes when you do a moderate exercise for a longer time, like a hike. Your muscles take up much more glucose when you do that. This helps lower your blood sugar levels. If you're doing intense exercise, your blood sugar levels may rise temporarily after you stop. Exercise that's too hard can raise your blood sugar by making it hard for your muscle cells to use insulin. A workout helps pump you up by causing small tears in muscle fibers. When they heal, your muscles are stronger. But if you aren't used to super tough workouts like high-intensity interval training, they can do so much damage that days go by before you feel like moving again. During that time, your muscle cells can't use insulin well, and that will boost your blood sugar. It may also rise if you skip workouts. If you're so sore you can't make the next gym session, you probably need to dial it down. There's no rush. It's better to build intensity slowly as you get used to a new routine. You're more likely to stick with it if you don't feel like you've been through the ringer. So, will exercising hurt your joints? Long-term diabetes can affect them. Over time, blood sugar starts to build up in them, a process called glycation. Good control over your disease can help delay it, but the longer you have diabetes, the more likely it will happen. Glycation can make your joints stiff and brittle, so pounding away with high-intensity interval training or making a lot of fast moves might be risky. One wrong move can lead to an injury. Routines that have you do the same moves over and over can cause problems. Stiff joints can also take a toll on your balance, setting you up for a fall. Many people with type 2 diabetes take cholesterol medications called statins. They can cause muscle or joint pain, making it tough for you to do high-impact moves correctly or quickly. These drugs also make muscle or joint injuries more likely. On the other hand, workouts like yoga, Pilates, and Tai Chi are good choices. They'll help you build your strength, balance, and flexibility. So, are there any complications with diabetes and exercise? Some of the health problems that go along with type 2 diabetes can get worse or boost your odds of injury, depending on what kind of exercise you do. Diabetes-related nerve damage. the kind your doctor calls peripheral neuropathy, can make you lose feeling in your feet and toes. It can also affect your balance and raise your chances of falling. If you have it, try not to run or jump. Choose an exercise that doesn't impact your joints like swimming. Eye problems. Diabetes can cause new vessels to grow in your eyes. Your doctor might call this proliferative retinopathy. They're weak and often leaky. When you jump, lift heavy weights, make jarring moves, or hold your head down, as in certain yoga poses, these fragile blood vessels could bleed. If you had a dilated eye exam in the last year, your eye doctor can tell you if the workouts you're interested in are safe. If all you want to do is switch from one moderate type of exercise to another, you probably don't need to discuss it with your doctor. But if you want to ramp up your workout from moderate to intense, get checked out first. You may not be aware you've lost feeling in your feet, and diabetes eye-related disease often has no symptoms early on. So here are some exercise tips for type 2 diabetes. Exercise is sure to be on your to-do list if you have diabetes, so get started with these go-to tips. Make a list of fun activities. You have lots of options, and you don't have to go to a gym. What sounds good? Think about something you've always wanted to try or something you've enjoyed in the past. Sports, dancing, yoga, walking, and swimming are a few ideas. Anything that raises your heart rate counts. Adventure sports like rock climbing or scuba diving should be safe if you're in good health aside from diabetes. Make sure to get the right training. Don't do these activities alone, because you may need help if your blood sugar gets too low, what doctors call hypoglycemia. Take some fast-acting carbs like sports gel, glucose tablets, or even a tube of cake icing with you. Get your doctors okay. Let them know what you want to do. They can make sure you're ready for it. They also check to see if you need changes to your meals, insulin, or diabetes medicines. Your doctor can also let you know if the time of day exercise matters. Check your blood sugar. Ask your doctor if you should check your blood sugar before you exercise. If you plan to work out for more than an hour, check your blood sugar levels regularly during your workout so you'll know if you need a snack. Check your blood sugar after every workout so that you can adjust if needed. Carry carbs. Workouts can lower your blood sugar. Always keep a small carbohydrate snack, like fruit or a fruit drink, on hand in case if your blood sugar gets low. Ease into it. If you're not active now, start with 10 minutes of exercise at a time. Gradually work up to 30 minutes a day. Stop exercising if you feel shaky, anxious, weak, or confused, you sweat more than usual, your heart is racing, or if you have a headache. Strength train at least twice a week. It can improve blood sugar control. You can lift weights or work with resistant bands. You can do moves like push-ups, lunges, and squats, which use your own body weight. Your strength training program should work your whole body. Set up your schedule so that you work different muscle groups on different days, or do a longer workout less often. It's a good idea to work with a certified fitness instructor or trainer, so you learn the right way to do each exercise. Make it a habit. Exercise, eat, and take your medicines at the same time each day to prevent low blood sugar, which is called hypoglycemia. Go public. Work out with someone who knows you have diabetes and knows what to do if your blood sugar gets too low. Text a buddy and ask them to join you. The time really does go faster when you have good company and someone to cheer you on. It's more fun too. Also, wear a medical identification tag or carry a card that says you have diabetes, just in case. Be good to your feet. Wear athletic shoes that are in good shape and that are the right type for your activity. For instance, don't jog in tennis shoes because your foot needs a different type of support when you run. Your sneakers should fit well and have plenty of room in the toe. Check and clean your feet daily for blisters, cuts, bumps, redness, or sores, even if you didn't work out that day. Let your doctor know if you notice any new foot problems. Hydrate. Drink water before, during, and after exercise, even if you're not thirsty. And stop if something suddenly hurts. If your muscles are mildly sore, that's normal. Sudden pain isn't. You're not likely to get injured unless you do too much too soon. So along with exercise, there are a lot of health benefits that you'll get. Helping your body use insulin, which controls your blood sugar, burn extra body fat, strengthens muscles and bones, lowers blood pressure, cuts LDL, or the bad cholesterol, raises HDL, which is the good cholesterol, improves blood flow, makes heart disease and stroke less likely, boosts energy, and tames stress. stress, how it affects diabetes, and how to decrease it. Diabetes management is a lifelong process. This can add stress to your daily life. Stress can be a major barrier to effective glucose control. Stress hormones in your body may directly affect glucose levels. If you're experiencing stress or feeling threatened, your body reacts. This is called the fight or flight response. This response elevates your hormone levels and causes your nerve cells to fire. During this response, your body releases adrenaline and cortisol into your bloodstream, and your respiratory rates increase. Your body directs blood to the muscles and limbs, allowing you to fight the situation. Your body may not be able to process the glucose released by your firing nerve cells if you have diabetes. If you can't convert the glucose into energy, it builds up in the bloodstream. This causes your blood glucose levels to rise. Constant stress from long-term problems with blood glucose can also wear you down mentally and physically. This may make managing your diabetes difficult. So, how can different types of stress affect your diabetes? Stress can affect people differently. The type of stress that you experience can also have an impact on your body's physical response. When people with type 2 diabetes are under mental stress, they generally experience an increase in their blood glucose levels. People with type 1 diabetes may have a more varied response. This means they can experience either an increase or decrease in their blood glucose levels. When you're under physical stress, your blood sugar can increase. This can happen when you're sick or injured. This can affect people with type 1 or type 2 diabetes. So how can you determine if mental stress is affecting your glucose levels? Keeping track of additional information, such as the date and what you were doing at the time you were stressed, may help you determine specific triggers. For example, are you more stressed on Monday mornings? And if so, you know now to take special steps on Monday mornings to lower your stress and keep your glucose in check. You can figure this out if this is happening to you by capturing your stress and glucose levels. If you feel stressed, rate your level of mental stress on a scale from 1 to 10. 10 represents the highest level of stress. Write this number down. After rating your stress, you should check your glucose levels. Continue to do this for the next couple of weeks. Before long, you may see a pattern emerge. If you notice that your glucose is regularly high, it is likely that your mental stress is negatively affecting your blood sugar. So, what are the symptoms of stress? Sometimes the symptoms of stress are subtle and you may not notice them. Stress can take a toll on your mental and emotional well-being, and it can also impact your physical health. Recognizing the symptoms can help you identify stress and take steps to manage it. If you're stressed, you may experience headaches, muscle pain or tension, sleeping too much or too little, general feelings of illness, and fatigue. If you're stressed, you may feel unmotivated, irritable, depressed, restless, and anxious. It is also common for people who are stressed to engage in behavior that may be out of character, which includes withdrawing from friends and family, eating too much or too little, acting out in anger, drinking alcohol to excess, and using tobacco. So how can you reduce your stress levels? It's possible to lessen or limit the stressors in your life. Here are a few things that you can do to manage the effects of different forms of stress. Reducing mental stress. Meditating can help remove negative thoughts and allow your mind to relax. Consider starting each morning with a 15-minute meditation. This will set the tone for the rest of the day. So sit in a chair with your feet firmly planted on the floor and your eyes closed. Recite a mantra that makes sense to you, such as, I will have a good day, or I feel at peace with the world, and push away any other thoughts that may enter your head, and allow yourself to be present in the moment. Reducing emotional stress. If you find yourself in an unwanted emotional state, take 5 minutes to be by yourself. Remove yourself from your current environment. Find a quiet space to focus on your breathing. Place your hand on your belly and feel it rise and fall. Inhale deep breaths and exhale slowly and loudly. This will slow your heartbeat down and bring you back to the stable emotional state. This act of centering yourself may improve how you deal with whatever is causing the stress. Reducing physical stress. Adding yoga to your daily routine can both provide physical activity and meditation at the same time. Practicing yoga can lower your blood pressure too. Whether it's yoga or another form of exercise, you should aim for 30 minutes of cardiovascular exercise per day. You can do 10 minutes of exercise when you wake up, 10 minutes in the afternoon, and 10 minutes before you go to sleep. Reducing family stress. If you feel overwhelmed by family obligations, remember that it's okay to say no. Your family will understand if you can't make it to all events. If your stress stems from not seeing your family as often as you'd like, consider having a family fun night weekly or bi-weekly. You can play board games or participate in outdoor activities. This can include hiking, swimming, or signing up for a fun run together. Reduce work stress. Stress issues at work can come home with you. Talk to your supervisor if you're having a hard time at work. There may be options to alleviate or work through any issues you may be having. If that doesn't help, you may want to consider transferring to a different department or even finding a new job altogether. Although stress levels elevate when looking for a new job, you may find it settles down with a different position better suited for your skills and personality. Although diabetes can present a different set of challenges, it is possible to manage it effectively and lead a happy, healthy lifestyle. You can do this by adding short meditative sessions or small workouts to your daily routine. You can also look into support groups and find one that best suits your personality and lifestyle needs. Being proactive can help ease the tension in your life. Thank you for tuning in to Umachi Dakwe on the Atham Huronyok Network, a show produced by Tahana Atham Community College. Remember to tune in every Tuesday from 2 to 4 p.m. on the Atham Huronyok Network. You are listening to KOHN 91.9 FM Cells, KOHH 90.7 FM San Lucie, KOHF LP 101.1 FM Florence Community, and KWAK LP 102.5 FM San Javier Community.